When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, kind of at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is maybe working on.
Yes, Miles, my apologies. My headphones got caught as I was getting up here, so I completely got myself thrown off. Thank you, Miles. A new study shows the COVID pandemic aged brains by nearly half a year.
Cool.
About 5.5 months. Even if you didn't get it, it still aged your brain. And I don't think it's about the virus so much as it is about the horrific stress that everybody went through in that amount of time.
Do you feel 6 months smarter?
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, the other thing, too, is it was tough, man.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for months, there was no sports. Like, I don't know. Most things you normally, people will have distractions with: sports, going to musical shows, or
anything.
Anything. You just, you couldn't do it, right?
Going to a restaurant. Bar. Going to anything. You don't realize how social of a creature you are until it's all taken away, even if you're not particularly social.
A ton of people couldn't even go into work. You couldn't see your coworkers. You couldn't see your friends. You couldn't see
still
your family.
Haven't.
Right. There were people that missed the births of their children. There were people that missed the deaths of their family. It was, you know, go beyond and even further there. You know, that all it went beyond people that just all of a sudden needed to be able to run a marathon outside.
Right.
You forget just how, especially that March of 2020, just as things one right after the other started closing down. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yeah,
hey.
I mean, I was telling somebody this weekend, I was like, Cobb and I, as we lived in the same neighborhood at this time, every Saturday, it was pissing rain. Like, all right, let's just go walk around the streets.
Yeah, something.
Right.
Get out of the house.
Just to see something. Scientists created an AI brain aging clock to identify over 450 anti-aging treatments in mice.
In mice. Well, to be fair, the mice have been demanding that.
I have to say, mice get all the perks these days.
They really do. Oh, you cured cancer in them. Oh, anti-age their brain.
Yeah.
Got these cancer-free, long-living mice now.
Hooray.
My buddy used to work at a lab that had all the animals.
Yeah.
He had to give CPR to one of them once.
To a mouse?
To a rat.
Who did it?
DB.
He kissed a rat?
He brought it back to life.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to give breaths anymore, Miles. You're just supposed to do compressions.
Did he give compressions to the rat or gave him breaths?
I think he was blowing on his little snout.
So, see, maybe you do blow through the
rat. What do you know about rat CPR, Mike?
You know what? That's fair. I was fired as a lifeguard and I never did rats, so...
Thank God Chuck E. Cheese never went down around you.
Yeah.
I never got to see the good animals, though.
No?
I was like, I know there's bigger ones. He's like, they don't let me unlock those doors.
Yeah. I bet you they don't.
Where's the monkeys?
That was always
my
question.
That's what you mean, yes.
Like, I know there's somewhere in here. We're in the deep bowels of Johns Hopkins University. Like, the Johns Hopkins University. Like, there's somewhere in here.
Yeah,
I know it.
I know there's monkeys in here.
Where are the monkeys?
Where they at, man? Scans show the brains of optimists operate similarly.
I would think so, because they share this common trait of being optimistic.
Right. I don't know if it's a chemical thing. I don't know if it's a wiring thing.
I don't know. And I think a lot of it, and there's always nature versus nurture.
Of course.
Both obviously come into play. But with people that are just eternal optimists, I think that's more nature.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, just like growing up, you know, as a parent, you do the best you can to keep the world decent for your kids, but it's impossible.
Sure.
Right? But if you're particular, like my son is a very optimistic person. He just has his complaints and all that, but overwhelmingly, the way he frames the world, only good things are going to happen.
There you go.
Although last night, that kid who got attacked by the cougar somewhere in Washington State.
Yeah.
4-year-old.
That spooked him out a little bit?
No, it wasn't that. I had gone to the bathroom. I walk out. The news was on, and he just had this look on his face. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, why did they kill the cougar? I said, listen, it's a loaded question. I agree with you, but was it in the kid's house? I go, well, no. He goes, I have no ill will against the kid, but he goes, also, cougar's going to cougar. I said, I know
cougar's going to cougar.
And I said, look, gator's going to gator, bear's going to bear. But I said, if they catch you, they're going to blow your head off.
Right.
Right or wrong, that is how that works
out. Kind of a general rule of how we do things. Yeah, and
he just didn't get it. And I'm like, I honestly don't know how to explain this to you.
Yeah. We're the top dog.
Yeah.
We eliminate anybody who tries to be the top dog.
That's how we operate.
That's how we do.
That was a very popular trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a
but still.
No. You're right. I'm just like.
You're right with all that, but he's like, yeah, but that's where it lives, man. I'm like, buddy, I know.
There's a heat dome that's about to run over the South. You guys remember that heat dome that we had a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That sucked.
It sucked because it doesn't move anywhere.
And now it's going through the South, which is already hot.
Already.
And humid.
They said there's 17 or 18 states where you're not forbidding people from doing it, but you're highly recommending they do not consume alcohol.
That bad.
They just said, look, man, because, you know, it dehydrates you and all this. I said, it's going to be hot enough in these places. You can have one or two beers, but they're like, if you plan on throwing down with the boys this weekend or something, they're like, seriously, man, like, don't. Just for your health. We're not telling you not to drink. We're telling you. And even the beverage companies are like, you can skip us for the next couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just spend the next few days getting through the next few days.
Well, I guess if you're going to drink, be indoors. That's more of a thing. That's all. We're not saying don't drink. Do not drink.
And drink a lot of water in between.
And drink a lot of water, yeah.
China has developed an EV automobile that's beating out luxury brands like Porsche and Mercedes.
It's been around for a hot minute. We're just hearing about it now. It's a guy, a former Ford guy.
He's not former.
Yeah. Oh, is it the current guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, we cannot let this car in the market. We will go out of business.
No
kidding. Also, with your EVs. Yeah,
I've been driving one for 6 months. I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah, they gave it to him to test for a minute, and he's like, not giving it back.
Take this off my dead body, Kenneth. Yeah. I'm not giving this car up. It's awesome.
What is it about it? Is it just...
It's basically just completely connected to you, so when you get in that car, all right, as far as, you know, your maps, your emails, your phone, everything just connects to you.
No kidding.
So your radio stations, your seat position, your version of whatever you want on the screen.
But also, more importantly, it gets a better range, right?
It's so, just an EV.
I don't remember the company.
There's two.
But there's two. This particular one, so whatever our best charge is here, maybe 350 miles or something like that in single, it dominates it by like almost 200 miles.
No.
Right, so just the efficiency of it.
We're not allowed to get these.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, they're like new.
We've got to create some sort of a model of it, though.
Oh, guarantee. He's probably having the reverse engineering now.
He says we're well over a decade behind the competition.
No way.
Yes. But you don't know what you don't
know. Is it like an app on your phone? Like, how does it know that it's you?
I don't know.
I don't know the technology. That's what I'm saying. Like,
just scans your face at the door.
He's the guy that says they're 10 years ahead, and he is the guy that's, you know, 20 years ahead of my knowledge.
Right.
So I don't. How the hell would you know?
There's a new scrubbing robot in development that could contribute to the automation of household chores. Yay!
Oh, all right.
I mean, there's the Roomba, which some people have.
Sure.
You know, I don't mind doing the chore. I don't love doing them, but I will say on the weekends, I find it's a good way to clear your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I just roll out of bed and start doing it. And by the time you're done, you've cleared your mind, you kind of set up your day, and it's maybe 11 in the morning. I've got nothing left to do, no chores to do. Mm-hmm.
I like this one. There's a new study on the effects of background music for employees at work, basically saying, like, the repetitive music, the crummy music that they are forced to listen to in the background. If you're working in some sort of a retail, like I would be willing to bet my sister is one of these people that if you work at a retail store, especially in a mall, any love that you ever had for like Christmas music is completely burned out.
Oh yeah,
correct.
You
say got to start listening to it in November,
right?
And it's all day.
Stop.
The entire time you're at work, you have to listen to this.
It's like a store I very much enjoy. They're celebrating like their 60th anniversary or something.
Yeah. All right.
So they've changed their music back to what it was when they first started. It's even for me, I go in there enough, I'm like, all right, we can update this playlist again.
Let's bring it forward again. Yeah,
I was just getting to the age where the stores play the songs I like.
I know. You go to the grocery store, and I'm like, that is Guns N' Roses.
Right.
The controversy is over. That is Welcome to the Jungle.
When they start playing bangers in here.
Right.
It's like, oh, dude, you got old.
I know, right.
I've got a handful more headlines coming up for you at 5:50.
Thanks for headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast, that's right, you guessed it, Ozzy Osbourne. Died earlier today at the age of 76. Keep in mind, today is July 22nd. His last performance only 17 days ago, and it wasn't his last performance because he died today. That was scheduled to be his final performance ever. And if any of you were lucky enough to be there, good for you. Ryan Castle was there. And the one thing that he keeps lamenting all day is, I am so glad that I was there. It's one thing to know you're going to see a final performance. It's another thing when it becomes this final. And he's like, man, it's the best decision. Basically, his wife gave him the go-ahead. It's the nicest thing she's probably done for him since they've been together. And he just played that show on July 5th at Villa Park in Birmingham, England. But what am I going to tell you about Ozzy Osbourne that you already don't know, right? We live in an age of kind of dime a dozen celebrities, nothing against them, but one of the last true originals is lost. And I'll stand by that. I will die on that hill. Like, look, man, you ain't going to find a whole lot of people like Ozzy. Like I said, you can find a controversial figure, but typically that's because of something they've said, something that you overheard that they said, something that you caught on video. Ozzy was controversial because people just didn't know how to deal with him. And he never changed anything about himself to appease anyone. And oddly enough, that's why he had a massive appeal at the end. Right? That was the whole thing. I am who I am. And I ain't a bad guy. I just freak you out because I do things like bite the heads off of bats and do a lot of drugs, you know? But in the end, you go like, it's a cool dude. 115 million copies of just his solo career record sold. I mean, you do the math, brother. That ain't happening again in our lifetime. So to Ozzy, man. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!